News Radio KMAN, Brady Bowman with you. Still here with Deb Skidmore, the communications chair for Manhattan Berry Godmothers, and talking about all the good work that Berry Godmothers does, helping women in need with various financial struggles, whether I think you mentioned whether it's car troubles, health bills, just about anything that anybody who's struggling could come across.
Even beds for their children.
And we do have a phone call. We'll take that phone call. Caller, you are on in focus. Go right ahead.
Yes, what a blessing your organization is. I hear so many stories out here on the street of the women that you have helped. You can't help everybody. There's one lady, single lady here in town who had spent her life looking after her mother and still has the family home, although it's being threatened by a predatory mortgage company. She hasn't had any heat in her house for 5 years using electric heat. It reminded me of the story when you were speaking of the lady that you had helped. But sometimes their lives are so involved in the misfortunes of life that unless you had a lawyer or someone who could intercede, then she will soon be homeless, another potential homeless in this town.
Oh, that's so sad.
Thank you so much for all of your efforts.
Well, thank you. And has she looked into help from Fairy Godmothers?
I'll talk to her about coming to see you.
That would be good. We have a website, Fairy Godmothers website, or you can also go through the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. And we're underneath them, so you could find us in either way.
Thank you. There's so many potential homeless and people being threatened. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for calling, sir.
Yeah, thanks so much for that call again. We have just about 8 minutes, a little less than 8 minutes left with Deb. So if you do have some questions, comments, or maybe some referrals in a way to help out with some of these women that are struggling, 785-537-1350 is the number to call, and that call is really kind of a good segue in how to help if somebody is interested in not only getting help from Berry Godmothers, but helping Berry Godmothers by helping out and being part of that team.
And actually, I would refer them back to our website also. It tells you how to join or how to make donations or just become a volunteer with us. We have several events. The next one is Grow Green, but then we also do a golf tournament in September, and we share that golf tournament with the Guardians, and the Guardians look after men in Manhattan. So it's another group. So they're very active here in town also. And then we have a lingerie luncheon, and we always do that in November. And it's not what you think. We don't come to this luncheon in our lingerie. We bring in pajamas, house coats, underwear, slippers, anything that we think somebody could use. And then we donate those to all those agencies that I had listed at the first part of the program.
And that's another thing that's very important is, especially when we have weather like this, is people don't think about folks who maybe don't have a coat or winter
right.
wear. It's another reason why school districts go ahead and close schools a little bit more often than maybe they did in the past, because sometimes it's not just road conditions. Sometimes it's just when it's really cold like this, and we have this sort of freezing temperatures. These school administrators know that there's children that don't have coats and those sort of things, so trying to watch out for them as well.
Absolutely. And the lingerie luncheon, we have been told, has helped so many people. We have brought in items for as many as 500 articles that have been divided up between these different organizations. And again, the organizations have to submit these people to us, and those organizations are Shepherd's Crossing, Salvation Army, North Central Flint Hills Area Aging Crisis Center, Manhattan Emergency Shelter, and CASA.
Again, Brady Bowman here with Deb Skidmore, the Manhattan Berry Godmothers, doing so much great work. In our earlier segment, we talked about all that great work that the organization has been doing. 2017, over $60,000 in grants were awarded to women in need. The grants assisted women with vehicle repairs, registration, insurance, dental and health related expenses, beds for their families. It really just seems like just all those things that for most of us, we just think is a everyday sort of expense.
We take it for granted.
We take it for granted.
We really do.
Looking at ahead with the Fairy Godmothers and how to get involved, you mentioned the website is a good place to go. You mentioned the Greater Manhattan Foundation. Just got a few minutes left here with you, Deb. Anything else that you wanted to go over?
I could share another story or
yeah.
two that
oh,
we
absolutely.
Have helped.
Yes.
We've had several women who have needed help dental-wise where they're missing teeth or they just have not been able to get the proper care. And they're having trouble getting jobs because of their dental situation. So we have worked with a dentist here in town, and they have been able to help them get some repairs, and they give them a better rate because of Fairy Godmothers.
Well, and that's very, very key, is those partnerships. And I think that's, from what you described this morning, that's really been a part of the organization's success is those partnerships.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Burnett Automotive has been very good to us also. They do the auto repairs, and they give us a little bit of a break on those auto repairs when they know that it is for needy women.
And another thing that people need to think about when it comes to helping out folks like this is sometimes just one of these acts of kindness could really be a springboard for people to get them out of tough situations and keep them out of those tough situations.
Absolutely. And we're getting ready to start a new type of grant. It's going to be called the HUG, H-U-G, and it's a hand-up grant where it will be giving someone funds to go to school to finish something maybe in, like maybe a beautician or a masseuse or who knows. I mean, it could be anything that they wanted to finish school in or at least get them started so that they could get a degree to help themselves.
Brady Bowman here with Deb Skidmore, the communications chair for Manhattan Fairy Godmothers. You mentioned a couple of the stories of how the organization has helped women in need. Is there anyone, and I don't remember how many years you've been involved with Fairy Godmothers?
I've been involved 2 years.
2 years. Is there any one story that really just sticks out as a favorite story of yours?
I think about the lady with the dog. She needed that dog so bad as a service dog. And if she didn't get the shots and everything that she needed, we don't know what would have happened. And she lives with that service dog daily. So just getting that service dog with the shots and the veterinary care that it needed kept her going. And I think about all the auto repairs that we have done just so people can get their grandchildren and their children to school or to hospitals. Sometimes these kids have really major medical problems, and they need help to be able to get them to a physician.
Very good. Some of the news we read in the morning, some of the news that we play at CBS, it can be, so depressing and can get you down. But it's always good to know we have organizations like this doing so much good work, and knowing that there is indeed a lot of goodwill in our society if we just look for it. So
well, and there are fairy godmothers out there for real.
There are great and wishes. Thanks, Deb, so much for coming on this
Thank
morning.
You.
We'll have more In Focus here on News Radio KMAN on the other side of the break.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sweep Source, your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop. Shop.